Texas Senate passes big beautiful congressional redistricting map after 8-hour debate. By Bob Price on August 23, 2025. The Texas Senate passed the big beautiful map shortly after midnight Saturday morning. The party line vote to approve the map came after a planned filibuster by Senator Carol Alvarado D. Houston was canceled by Republican senators using a parliamentary procedure. The Texas Senate voted 18-11 to pass the Senate bill authorizing a new mid-census congressional redistricting map. The vote took place at 12:30 a.m. on Saturday, following more than 8 hours of debate. Senator Alvarado announced plans to filibuster the bill and continue the debate well into Saturday. Her plans were cut short when the Senate Republican caucus discovered Alvarado planned to use the filibuster as a fundraising gimmick. The Texas Senate Republican Caucus has issued the following statement. Hashtag txlichpic.twitter.com/JFTS2JVlock. Texas Senate Republican Caucus, at Texas Senate TEGIP, August 23, 2025. In a letter to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, R. Alvarado described the bill as an extraordinary attempt to redraw the lines in the middle of the decade. She said the bill would create a dangerous precedent where politicians could redraw maps to pick their voters before every election. I intend to use every procedural tool available under Senate rules to oppose the bill. Apparently, according to the New York Post, Alvarado also planned to use a catheter and a urine bag to assist her in carrying out the extended filibuster. Shortly before Alvarado was to begin her debate, the Senate announced a long break for dinner. Related articles. Texas House Democrats flee state in order to block GOP redistricting plan. Governor Abbott to Texas House Dems, show up to work Monday or be fired. Governor Abbott orders arrest of Texas's delinquent House Democrats. Texas governor orders criminal investigation of House Democrats for possible bribery charges. FBI asked to assist Texas authorities in locating, arresting Texas House Dems who fled the state. More than 4 dozen Texas House Democrats fled the state. Abbott files lawsuit to start removal derelict Democrat Texas House members who fled state to block redistricting bill. Texas AG launches investigation into Beto O'Rourke's political group's financial support of quorum-breaking Democrats. No quorum, House Speaker hits fleeing Texas Dems in pocketbook, paychecks held at Capitol, budgets cut. Texas court blocks Beto bribe supporting runaway House Democrats, O'Rourke loses again. Governor Abbott delivers George Strait checks to Texas flood victims ignored by fleeing House Democrats. Gerrymandering by the numbers, Democrat-run state congressional maps disenfranchise Republican voters. Report, Texas Democrat fugitives concede, will return to Austin. Texas Democrat representative locks self in House chamber after refusing police escort. Texas House passes one big beautiful congressional redistricting map. Gavin Newsom signs gerrymandering bills, California moves before Texas. Report, runaway Texas Democrats fine $9,000 for quorum-busting stunt. Her plans came to an abrupt end when Republicans discovered an Alvarado campaign email promoting her filibuster as a fundraising opportunity. The Senate Republican caucus wrote in a statement Saturday morning. The Republican senators said Alvarado's campaign email violated the long-standing traditions, ethics, and decorum of the Texas Senate. The senators seized the opportunity to exercise a parliamentary procedure by calling the question, forcing a vote on the measure. Shutting down a filibuster over a fundraising email is unprecedented. Democratic Senator Sarah Eckhart, D. Bastrop, said in a post on social media. It exposes the hypocrisy of Republicans, who will turn around and raise millions off stealing Texans' votes while silencing their voices. Republicans responded, writing, using the senators, the employees, and support resources to bolster Sen. Alvarado's fundraising activities effectively holds hostage the entire Senate and forces employees to assist and participate in her campaign. Every other Senate member and each employee is a prop to support Sen. Alvarado's campaign. Given this unprecedented situation, as the Republican caucus, we move to call the previous question and end this political debate. The Republican senators also claim that Alvarado's filibuster and fundraising campaign would appear to be unlawfully and unethically using state resources for a campaign purpose. As the vote was called, 18 Republicans voted yea and 11 Democrats voted nay. The Texas House passed the redistricting map earlier this week on a partisan vote of 88-52. The measure now proceeds to Governor Greg Abbott for signature into law. Abbott responded to the passage, writing, "The one big beautiful map has passed the Senate and is on its way to my desk, where it will be swiftly signed into law. I promised we would get this done, and delivered on that promise. I thank Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick for leading the passage in the Senate of a bill that ensures our maps reflect Texans' voting preferences." Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.